Welcome to The Refresh from Insider. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Rebecca Ibarra. It's Thursday, November 24th. Here at The Refresh, we bring you the latest news you need and want to know.
But today, we are off for Thanksgiving, and we hope you are too. So if you need a break from your family or more ammunition for your dinner table political debate, we want to leave you with an interview about a key person behind Ron DeSantis' meteoric rise to power, his wife, Casey.
That's right. Casey DeSantis has had an enormous influence on her husband. And regardless of your political leanings, we think you will find this conversation super fascinating.
When Ron DeSantis was reelected as governor of Florida during the midterms, he took 60% of the vote. He is a political powerhouse, beloved by the right. He is the only person with a following strong enough that could possibly beat Donald Trump for the Republican nomination in the 2024 presidential election. But what made him such a formidable force in politics? His wife, Casey DeSantis. Insiders Kimberly Leonard and Liz Lenz say he owes much of his success to the well-spoken, neatly dressed former news anchor. Together, they are a power couple on the rise. So let's start by getting to know Casey a little bit. What was her life like before Ron DeSantis?
So I'll jump in on this a little bit. I'm Liz. So Casey grew up in Troy, Ohio. She was the youngest of two girls. She grew up in this like really kind of high competitive environment that was filled with sports. She competed in basketball, track. You know, she was on the student council. She was on the homecoming court. And she grew up this like really kind of high-powered, beautiful, popular American girl. And then she went to the College of Charleston in North Carolina, where she competed on the equestrian team. So she was like a horse girl. So it was really like upper middle class, high powered life.
And so you say without Casey, there would be no Ron. So Kimberly, what is their relationship like?
With Ron DeSantis, you often will see that he's with his wife, he's with his children. You probably saw from election night the beautiful photo of the whole family celebrating the huge victory that they had won. And it was really something that Ron and Casey won together. Casey has been at the forefront of all of his campaigns. She really is the image setter. She humanizes her husband. She is heavily involved. And my understanding is that he listens to her more than he listens to anyone else. And, you know, to be fair, it seems to be working for him.
So Ron has passed some pretty controversial laws, including the Parental Rights in Education Act, which bans schools from talking about LGBTQ issues and topics completely. So Liz, where does Casey stand on these?
Casey completely agrees with him, is in lockstep with him. But I think part of Casey's power is while Ron comes off as like very pugilistic and perhaps a little acerbic, you know, he accused students of playing COVID theater. And every time Ron comes out and does something like this, Casey's right there, but reframing those issues in a way that is a lot more palatable. So, you know, while he's out there saying that the leftists are forcing their woke agenda down the throats of school children, she's out there talking about, like, with Moms for Liberty, talking about parent choice and how mothers are just concerned about their children. And which, I mean, like, yes, of course, like, mothers are concerned about their children. But, like, the way that she is reframing these issues really makes them, you know, it's like a sugarcoating on a bitter pill when he was out there putting immigrants on planes to Martha's Vineyard. You know, she was sharing stories about people who were victimized by illegal immigrants, right? So there's this real 1-2 punch that I think that they do very, very well, and it is very orchestrated.
On a similar note, Liz, as Ron eyes the White House, what role do you see Casey playing on the campaign trail?
You know, while there are a lot of conservative heroes out there, there are not a lot of conservative heroes married to Casey. I mean, she's clearly a one-person comms team, right? She's comms, she's PR. And something that we learned from reporting was that she's very much in control of this campaign in a way that I think is the secret weapon for Ron DeSantis, because she very much shares his ambition. She shares his focus. And I think part of her gifts is that she knows what it's going to take to get them there. She's very good at media and very good at controlling the narrative.
So, Kimberly, you write that if Ron runs for president, it would be, quote, his young, beautiful family up against the oldest president in history, a conservative John F. Kennedy made possible by his stylish wife. So what do you see for the future of this power couple?
Ron DeSantis has a big decision to make. He clearly won big in Florida. The only place where there was a red wave on election night was in Florida. And that has catapulted him to this position where everyone is saying, you know, he should enter the race for the White House. Does he want to do it at this point in his life? He's 44. Does he want to put his whole young family up against Donald Trump, who's going to be vicious, who already is starting to spew attacks in his direction? But does he also, by waiting, risk missing his moment? And so if he runs, it's just a huge risk that he's taking. But if he doesn't run, it's also a huge risk that he's taking. I think that the decision will be as much Casey's as it is his. You know, there's been so much written about whether Donald Trump made Ron DeSantis. And after we came out of this story, we realized there was someone that made Ron DeSantis, but it was Casey. And so if Ron DeSantis becomes president someday, Casey DeSantis will very much be able to take credit for that.
Kimberly, Liz, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Kimberly Leonard covers politics at Insider, and Liz Lenz is a freelance writer and author of the newsletter Men Yell at Me. Go subscribe to that one.
We'll be back with our regular news headlines on Monday. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear us play our weekly game, Two Headlines and a Lie, and an interview with some great advice on sex.
It's a hot one. And make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And if you like what you hear, please let us know at therefresh@insider.com.
And from all of us at The Refresh, we hope you have a wonderful holiday. See you back here tomorrow.
Bye. We'll